Hello, Phil.
Ah,
Yes. Sorry,
oh, hot. How hot does your studio get?
in the afternoon, it is sweltering, about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 33 was mine today. I was sitting
Wow.
like this.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I've got my fan.
Oh, I'm not, yeah.
It's 29 now.
It's incredible, isn't it? What weather?
Yeah, I'm not keen on it. It's too, everything about 26 is a bit much for me. You know, nice and hot, but then it gets too much.
Yeah.
Especially here, I can't do
Yeah.
it. It's so hot.
No, you need space. I mean, just over there. You've got some trees in your garden.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice
Oh,
and
it's
green, lots of oxide
yeah.
daisies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's in the shade here mostly, but it's my great design. The great design of the studio. It's like a tin, you know, it's like an oven.
When the sun hits, I know. First thing in the morning here, even on a day like today, it's chilly in this room. And I'm
Oh,
like,
nice.
ooh, yeah. But then 2 o'clock, the sun has come round and it
Yeah.
just cooks this
Yeah.
incredible.
So I get it in the morning because the sun's up there. So it's there, and then by about 11, it's behind the trees and then it's in the shade, this bit.
Oh, that's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but it's the whole, it's just, I don't know why. It's just boiling hot. I mean, I've got the
Yeah.
window, the door open, the wind, it's just, I mean, it was hot, wasn't it, today? So,
Beautiful, beautiful.
yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so you had a good week.
Yeah, not bad. Busy.
What, working or
Yeah, working on this thing with Sam.
yeah.
Launching it. So, yes, it's exciting. It's a sort of school-based well-being stroke literacy online subscription thing that
Right.
dovetails. So I'm doing the year one and two,
Yeah.
writing all the stories and helping the whole thing be educational.
Yeah.
And yeah, it dovetails nicely into Write Inspired. So Sam asked me to be part of it. So
That sounds great. And it's
I'm
got something
presenting
for.
to Portugal tomorrow and I've got three Zooms in a row tomorrow presenting, and everyone's very keen. So
Yeah. And
it's
it's
quite an
got
easy
something
sell.
for all the years, is it?
No, just early years one and two.
Right. Yeah.
It's basically it's Tatty Bumpkin, but a bit more.
Yeah.
But it's sort of still the movement, the story. But I've got this whole extension principles I've written for it all, and that all leads to extension activities, and it's
Yeah.
been hard getting it all. It's all online using a Thinkific. I don't know if you've heard of. It's a sort of online course platform. Sam's done it all,
Right.
but I
Yeah.
hated it at first. It's all linear.
Right.
That's not how I thought. I kept thinking, well, that leads to that, and it's all like this. But in the
Yeah.
end, I've arranged it so there's seven sections now, and each there's 12 themes, and each theme, yeah, it's a lot of work. So I've only done two themes, but we're launching it with two, which is about half a term's worth, and then we just have to keep
Wow.
catching up.
It looks good. So what do you think of Thinkific?
I don't really like it, but I'm getting used to it.
Right.
Because it's very linear, but once we realized we could have download folders, then instead of having lessons, a lot of the stuff I just sort of bung in one folder and just it's very simple, and then it's like, and then download all this if you want it.
Right. Yeah.
Rather than having every single thing one after the other, it was like we had 28 different, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I said,
Yeah.
yeah, teachers, they want to just see the outline,
Yeah.
what do I need, and then go and do it.
Yeah.
This is teaching them how to do it, you know, without they're not using it to perform, they're just learning about it and then going and doing it with the children. So I'm just doing lots of downloadable extension activities and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just another, you got to, I mean, Sam asked, I thought, yeah, it's completely in line with what I'm, all the activities basically write inspired. So I'm just, and I'm writing all the stories, which is, I do, when I work with infants, it's all story anyway.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be good for me because it'll lead people in and we'll see. Who knows?
Has it got a website? Has it got an address yet?
The wholeofme.com is the website, the gate. And then the actual
thewholeofme.com.
And then that's the sort of front. And then you, the actual course bit, you won't be able to see yet. But it's, you know, it's going to look good. And I've been working with Sue as well.
Sue.
So we've been on Zoom most days for hours.
Have you?
Just trying to organize the chaos. So there's Sam going, and then I'm trying to be rigorous, going, okay, I'll put that there.
Wow.
And that there. And
just wow.
Delete. So I've been trimming things because it's all been too much. I keep saying, don't need that, get rid of that, bollocks, get rid of that. And And Sue's really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. All of them. It's great. But it's a lot of work. Yeah. It's all right.
It's great.
Yeah. It's just it's a Sam thing, you know. She's very
focused.
A great idea. And I love it. I mean, I genuinely love it. The Portuguese people I've talked to, he loved it. That was 2 days ago. I'm doing a presentation to the board, the senior management, everything. So he's well on board. And there's another head I'm talking to tomorrow from another school. There's another head in, you know, there's infant teaching's an easier sell.
Yeah.
Because it's, you can be playful. They want the playful. They want the, you know, so it's a bit easier than what I'm trying to do, which is selling my thing to the older ones, where they're always a bit like, well, where's the, you know. This is, it's a bit easier because, but I'm only year one and two. I'm not doing the early years stuff, really.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So,
that's it.
Yeah. Good. Good stuff.
My daily thing. Yeah, it's good. You know, got to take these things, haven't you?
You have. You got to try different stuff and you put more hooks in the water.
That's
what comes out. Very good.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So, should I reveal? If I share the screen, I can reveal. I don't know if you're going to hear it. What I bought today. And you'll probably go,
right, okay.
Oh, that.
Can I have a guess? Maybe can you play anything with it on and it off?
Okay, yeah. Can you hear anything?
No, not yet.
Coming out my headphones, you see, so I don't know how you can. Yeah, it's coming out my headphones. So it's coming, I could maybe get it.
No, there is a way.
It's going into my. It's coming out of the iRig, and I've rooted it.
Here, do this, Phil. Try sharing your screen, and when it asks you which window you want to share, there should be a little tick box saying "Share Computer Sound." At the same.
Oh yes, Share Computer Sound.
Try ticking that at the same time as sharing something.
Right.
And maybe it will.
And then you'll see it, Joe.
Well, I'll shut my eyes, okay? I'm not looking.
Hang on. To share your computer, you'll please install the Zoom audio design. No.
So, no.
Do you know that?
Oh, no. What on earth is that?
Ah, well. I can't. It's a shame you can't hear it. I think maybe if I routed it somewhere else, but it would all be I'd have to look. I could try routing it. Let me think. If it comes out of there, no, you're still not going to hear it, I don't think. It's going through Logic at the moment. So, it's called Loom 2.
Loom 2.
But it was called Loom, and it's got 850 presets.
count them.
Yeah, I will. But basically, it's an additive synthesizer working on sine waves. You've got 10 modules. Each one, you've got all these different modules you can use. So if you start, and I've not tried it yet, but you start with a simple sine wave, yes, and then you just add things, yes, and fiddle around. Then you've got a morph pad that you can then draw, you know, roots, so it just goes round, you know, and then that you can set the parameters and all that. Wow. But it does all this. You know, it's flashing a lot. It's doing all that shit, which is a bit crap. See how it keeps flashing like that?
Yeah.
It's the graphics. So it's not... My computer's just old, I think. It's not... But it seems to work all right. Then that's the edit page. So you can turn these on and off and replace them. But you can just start with a thing, and then you've got this random button here. So you play something and then you random it and it just gives you loads. And you can keep clicking random and it just gives you random versions of that, of the green bell. So you've got thousands of presets. And then once you have a preset, you can then fiddle around. So I might think, oh, instead of having stereo there, I'll go for a rhythmic random drops module. And then the sound completely changes, and you can then... I don't know, can you hear anything?
Very slightly. Sort of sounds like a bell taking off.
Yeah, this is a bell now. It's coming out it's going through MIDI though. It's not.
Can you hear that?
I can hear it through my computer, not through my headphones.
Yeah, the same place you can hear me.
Yeah.
So pads, bells,
yeah,
you got ethereal soundscapes.
You got Meat Loom 2, I'm not quite sure what that is. And then leads, basses, wobble, pads. What's that?
Another demo.
Oh, I see. Yeah, if you go to default, that's it. That gives you one wave.
Right.
And then you can add stuff. So default, you can start to build your own sounds. And I watched this guy online. He had the basic. It just goes, dee! And then he adds just a couple of things. It sounds bloody phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it's really... So it's an additive synthesizer. So
additive, yeah, yeah. Have you got any? I don't think I've got an additive synthesizer.
No. And it was £25.
Yeah, Air Music.
Reduced from 100. So.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know why it says X64. I don't know what that means. 64-bit, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of a nightmare. I downloaded it and then put the serial number in iLock, because they said I had to. And then another thing popped up from them, going authorize it, and it said you can't authorize it. Oh, and then it started crashing. So that was a bit of a nightmare. So I wrote to support. Then they reset the authorization code. And so that started then, because I already had one that I was It was all like, no, don't reset it. Anyway, I got it working in the end.
Yes.
But it wasn't easy. So, yeah, a bit worrying. Because normally you just load things and they just work.
Yeah. Last plugin I bought was from Air as well. It was the transfuser.
Right.
And it made me feel like that was like £9 or something down.
Yeah.
You know, it made me feel like they were just clearing out the basement and just trying to get rid of sell what they could for what they could get.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're bringing out Loom 3 or something.
No, I don't know. It feels like it's more like it's been bought by somebody who's just trying to, you know, squeeze the juice out of it while they can. Because the one that I've got feels like it's not been updated in a while and that it's not really compatible anymore.
Yeah. But this is, if you go to Air,
yeah,
they make this Air technology or something. They're quite big, you know, they're German.
Yeah.
And this was 2018. It's only 2 years ago. It's got amazing reviews. So,
can't
I don't know.
Wait to find out. Can't wait. I just look at that and it feels... I do like the idea of how you're selling it there, the additive thing. But
yeah, it's just 10 things.
So
that's it.
Complicated.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And each thing, you've got all these modules.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're very simple. So, I mean, people were complaining it's hard to use. I think it's piss easy. Then here, you've got 3 filters. So here, down here, those 3 here, 1, 2, 3, or 4. And I can send, so that one I can now send to 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
So I send it to that one. It's now being influenced by that, which I can then move around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that one I can send to another one. And that one, so it's really easy.
Yeah.
And then this, you slide back and forth, you know, the dampening and the... And then you turn another one on and think, right, I'm going to have a rhythmical phrase module. And now it's lovely. It's saying, digga, 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 digga. So like, I can go there, the rate, and I can do all the different... You know, I have 32. So it's going... And then complex, you've got all the different... It's easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're down 16, so it's going... And the graphic's great, so you see it going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the length of the notes and the level, you know, and then you add something else. I'll put a time, I'll put a repeater, I don't know what that is. And now it's standing completely bizarre.
And you're only on, yeah, and you're, I mean, yeah. You're, you can.
And then you've got your limiter here, so if it starts peaking, you switch that on.
Yeah.
And then fiddle around with that.
Yeah.
You've got your reverbs, your delays, modulation, distortion. I don't know why anyone would find it difficult to use. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
It's a very nice interface. That's why I bought it, really. I've watched a few videos. Oh, I like, just for my work, because I'm always doing soundscapes and...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, this would be perfect for that.
And I like the random button. So there now, I can go to go like that, and it just randomizes.
Yes.
That's like you were saying last week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what the other one they've got, it's got a sort of smart randomizer button. Again, you know, when it says random, it's not entirely random. It's sort of within, it's musically random.
Behind, yeah.
You know, what they've done. It's clever. Like it.
Well, there we go. Zoom.
All right. That is great, Phil. That's incredible. And how much was that?
£25.
I mean, that's, you've got to love software for that.
I know. I mean, when I was going to buy it for 100, I was all set.
Really?
And I thought, I'll just look around. It was like, I thought that must be something. That's why I rang you. I thought, is this some sort of con?
Nah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Because on the Air site, it's about £85.
Mm.
So I thought it was a no-brainer because I was really thinking, oh, should I? And then...
Boom. That
25 quid, just to give it a go.
Yeah, that's the kind of deal you can
really
get behind.
Take a punt on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, that's your homework for next week, is to make that make a sound.
Yeah, that I really like.
We need to get your audio coming out of here, don't we?
Well, I could try. Hang on, let me just go to Logic a second and I'll...
No, don't do it now, Phil. I can't bear it. But if you maybe during the week you could... So it said that you needed to install something, did it?
No, I think because the sound comes out of this, as in you can have an output coming out of this.
Yeah.
I've just routed it, so this is working like a MIDI controller now.
Yeah.
You can have it working as a almost like a hardware keyboard.
Yeah.
I don't know if that make a difference. So then the sound's coming out of, and then it routes into the, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure we can do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
your volume's gone quite quiet for some reason.
Is it?
Oh, that's fine.
Is it? I just microphone a bit low.
Yeah.
I haven't spent anything. Haven't bought anything. Happy. Mind you, I haven't done anything. This is taking up all the only creative time I have in a week at the moment.
Oh, I see.
I've only just got back from walking the dog and playing badminton. As soon as this finishes, I'm going to go and hang out with the girls for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
So, I tell you, all I am doing is practicing my guitar once a week. Oh, God, I love practicing my guitar. I could just be happy practicing my guitar for hours. It's so enjoyable.
Yeah.
You're going to have to teach me how to strum again. I can't. I can't do that fast. Waka chaka 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 chaka. I can't even really do any kind of. I thought I was a strumming person, but now I'm not so sure that I'm, you know, I don't know whether my, this doesn't, don't know whether it works properly, this, the my wrist. I watch them online, and, you know, they just, don't they, they just, and I've seen you playing, and your hand just somehow whips up and down, and the plectrum stays on the strings, and it's all...
So what, is it flying off or something when you do it? Or...
Yeah, it just sort of gets stuck, you know, it's all like... It just doesn't feel, you know, like flexible and like, you know, it doesn't feel anything like funky. And I don't know how to...
No, it's one of those things I don't really know.
You say that, but I spent nearly a year trying to practice that chic good times riff, starting really slow and then building up the tempo, and then I just get to a certain speed, which wasn't even sort of like barely half the speed that it needed to be, and it just starts going. So I wonder, I just maybe, you know, physically I'm not capable.
I don't know. Never say never.
Maybe you could record your technique in slow motion and I could compare it.
It's one of those things. I don't really know
how it works.
Maybe it's the way you're holding the plectrum or something. It might be as simple as that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it could be just a thing of mechanics, you know, that I'm just...
Probably is.
I can kind of do it if I haven't got a plectrum, you know. If I'm just doing it with my fingertips, I can kind of get a thing going to a certain speed. But definitely not the double. You know how you can throw in a double twice as fast? Yeah. No way.
No.
And how does that even happen? It's a mystery.
Yeah.
I think maybe the world is divided into people who can do that.
People
who, you know, and you just got to deal with it.
Well, I brought Dylan's new album.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard.
No.
It's being hailed a master. It is phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's being hailed a masterpiece. You know, like.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's called Those Rough and Rowdy Ways, it's called.
Yeah.
It's 9 songs on one CD and then 1 song on the other called Murder Most Foul, which is all about Kennedy. It's 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's his only number one. That's what he released in the album, Murder Most Foul. He released it about 2 months ago. And it went to the Billboard charts. It's the only number one Dylan's ever had. So
no way. No way.
And it is brilliant. And the whole album, it's very much of the time. It's quite bleak. I mean, lyrically, it's phenomenal. And musically, it's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. It's an absolute masterpiece. It's like a swan song. Worries me because Barry did a swan song and died. And then Leonard Cohen did a swan song and died. Prince. Yeah. You know, I'm a bit like, don't, you know. Because he's 79 now, Bob.
Plenty of life left in him.
Yeah, but he's done this amazing album, you see. Very reflective, very... Yeah. But if you want it on Radio 6, Gideon Coe, it's still, you can still hear it on BBC Sounds.
Yeah.
He just plays the album. No breaks.
Oh, really?
So have a listen. It's well worth a listen. It's if you can give an hour and a half, well, an hour and 20 minutes, just sit back and it's a brilliant album.
All right, I'll put it on. I'm not promising I'm going to like it. I tell you what I do like, though.
Yeah.
Is that Susan Sonfuhrer.
Oh, you like her? Yes, Susan Sonfuhrer.
That album you recommended.
Thank you.
My goodness, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Loving that.
Yeah. But for reincarnation, that's the one for me.
Yeah, that's good. But I mean, the whole journey is just beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Makes you
voice.
Great voice. Great melodies. Great.
Yeah.
The instrumentation, you know, it's got when the electronic music comes in, it's just what you would have. It's so delicate, but so, you know, just the right stuff. It's not bombastic.
It's a great album, but some of what she's done is utter bonkers.
Yeah.
Some of her albums, I've got 3 of her out. No, but some of it is a bit like, oh my God.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit weird, but she is brilliant. I love her weirdness, actually.
Yeah,
lots of jazz fusion, kind of weird.
Oh, well, this isn't like that, is it? I mean,
no, that is really quite folky, really.
Yeah, yeah, lovely. Reminds me of Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah.
So elegant, you know, such elegant use of the tools, you know, not, you know, me, I'd have to chuck the kitchen sink in to make my point, whereas she could do it with just the right, you know, synth part or the right harmony. Lovely. Yeah, excellent stuff. Yeah, so good couple of recommendations there.
Yeah. I think you might like the Dylan one. I mean, there's one of the first song, I Contain Multitudes, is a great, just about the complexity of people and brilliant lyrically.
What's he saying about Kennedy?
Well, it's not, it's more about the death of, he talks about how the king was shot in front of everyone. And it's almost like the first two, but it's 17 minutes long. But then it's all about the loss of how times change and how we don't have reference points, and it's like a change, how the world is different now, and it's, you know, very relevant to coronavirus in a way. And, you know, he was asked in an interview in the New York Times, and they said, do you fear your own, do you fear death? And he said, no, I don't fear my own death. He says, I fear the death of the human race, you know, and he's quite, it's yeah. I mean, lyric is very, it's a big lyric, but yeah, all the kind of, the last sort of three verses is all about music he'd want to play. It's beautiful. And he makes reference points to all kinds of these great acts, these great bands, these great singers, these great, yeah. But no, he's just, I suppose, mourning the past of a different time. You know, into a sort of more, whatever it is now, I don't know. Bournemouth Beach, need I say
Bournemouth
more?
Beach.
You know, you give people, I mean, just, I don't know, just like, it's kind of depressing. The selfishness, you know, they're just the sort of, I want to have a good time, fuck everyone else.
It's humans, isn't it?
Maybe it is.
Humans as a parasitic virus, is it's easy to buy into that on days like today, isn't it?
Yeah. But we'll see. Hopefully, that, you know, it doesn't look good that we're probably going to get another peak and it's all going to go tits up. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we won't, but the crowds and the lack of social distancing, you just think, well, can't see anything else. I can't see how it's not going to happen, really.
No.
It's not gone anywhere.
No, absolutely. No magic thing has happened.
It's about just being a bit careful and caring about each other, really caring, like a caring beyond, you know, that caring. Real kind of, I'm not going to get close to you because I might give it to you or you might give it to me, and either interaction would mean either one of us might give it to someone else, and I care about that, so I'm going to make sure I keep the distance. Regardless of what Johnson or any of those assholes say, this is just science now. It's just, that's the basic thing, you know, virus. Without the politics of how they've dealt with it and how any country's dealt with it, that kind of personal, isn't that personal? Just care about each other. Be kind, just look after each other. That's what we've got to do now. And I fear that we're not so much now, really. And I just find that a bit like, oh, great.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last election, we had the choice of voting for a...
Exactly. You know, yeah, you're right. I remember you saying it, yeah.
So, yes, but yeah, I totally agree. The government have said it's all right to get back together, so for everyone to go out there. So, you know, there is no leadership saying danger. So there's every excuse that people care need to go out, isn't there? Government says it's all right. There you go. Yeah, I'm thinking for yourself is a rare commodity, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it doesn't match. But how are you? Are you staying safe? You are able to stay safe?
Yeah, I'm feeling. Yeah. We went on summer solstice. We went the first
time. I saw your pictures.
And it was really nice. And we were very careful. And there were some really interesting people. There's obviously, you know, Cameron Eileen. Dexys Midnight Runners.
Yes.
So the violinist, she's a friend of a friend, Helen.
Ah.
And she's such a lovely person, you know. And she wrote a book about her, because she's sort of her experiences.
Was she one of the ones in Don't Stand Me Down? Because it was Kevin, the pianist, wasn't there? And I think it was the violinist lady.
Her name's Helen O'Hara is her name.
Don't Stand Me Down is one of my all-time top albums.
Might be. I mean, she was on, you know, Come On Eileen. That's the famous, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was just not. I was only Edward just told my friend Edward, the Glaswegian guy. He just said, "Oh, it's I've met her before."
Yes, 10 members to down to just 4: vocalist Kevin Rowland, guitarist Billy Adams, violinist Helen O'Hara, saxophonist Nick Gatfield.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, so she's a long chat with her.
Yeah, yeah.
She can play with Tanita Tickerham.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I used to love Tanita Tickerham, and that was in the early 90s, late 80s, isn't it? Late.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tradition of love and hate, down by the fire, somewhere. So it's just weird, you know, because she's sort of, she's older than me, but she's now my age, sort of thing. You know, now we're all older.
Yes, yeah. You
know? So, but she's lovely, really lovely person, really lovely. So we all went up to Point Hill. There were about 7 of us, which is a little bit too many, but we're all distancing. And
well, you know, you got to listen to This Is What She's Like, because apparently that was written by Rowland about her.
Oh, really?
Fantastic, because that's great. It's got the tour. It's such a good album. He's going, so where you been? You know, and he's, oh, I've just been around town. There's Kevin, you know, in his droll manner. He's going, no, where have you been? What's, go on, tell me. He's going, what are you talking about? This is the album, yeah, they followed up, Come On Eileen. You can hear the record company execs just putting their heads in their hands and weeping, because they wanted another, you know, Come On Eileen. He's delivered this spoken word monologue going into this gorgeous song. But it's, you know the kind of people who put creases in their old Levi's. Oh, it's really, and that's written about her, which she said made them pretty uncomfortable to record, I bet, yeah. The kind that use expressions like tongue-in-cheek, indeed I do. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
There we are. So there we go. Well, chatting to her.
Yeah, yeah. Nice crowd. You see, nice there you go, Phil. There you go. Okay, restoring your faith in humanity.
Yeah. God, yeah, there's loads. I mean, most people are lovely. It's just
that's right.
It's the media's fault, you know, because if the media hadn't sort of, if they weren't plastering pictures of the Bournemouth Beach everywhere, I wouldn't know, and I thought everyone was lovely, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you're blaming the media.
Well, it's just, we don't need to know, do we? I mean, we all know there's unpleasant people, selfish people.
And if you ram them in people, if they ram them in your face, then
you think everyone's like that.
Right. Whereas, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you consume that piece of media?
I saw it on BBC, just the news app.
Did you? So you opened that news app then?
Yeah, I just opened it just to see. I like to flick through. Well, first I saw Rebecca Long Bailey's been sacked, you see. That popped up as a notification. So I read that and then.
Right, and then once you're in, it's a gateway.
Have a look at this bad news as well.
Yeah. This is going to wind you up, no end. Here you go. Right, let's do a segment, Phil. Do a segment. I'll open up the old wheel of names.
Oh, the wheel, yes.
And we'll see what segment we do today. It's a bit like that bit of Trumpton when it used to spin around and somebody used to come up and you'd never know who it was going to be. Right, here we go. Spinning. Ooh, all right.
Vet the vet.
So this is we ask the studio audience questions that they've posted to ask Phil. That they want to know about the recording industry.
Oh, right. I don't know anything about the recording industry.
Well, how long have you been doing it? It says here, What questions would you ask someone who has recorded over 200 albums? Is that a little bit excessive? Have you really recorded 200 albums?
Yeah, no one's recorded 200 albums. Even Dylan's only done 39.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of, like footballers like to, strikers like to have the record for the most goals scored? Are you after Dylan's 39?
No.
It's not competitive like that. You think to 40, then I'm better than Dylan. No, are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I don't know how many albums. I've no idea. Probably only about 14, maybe.
No, really?
Probably.
Yeah. Compilations and greatest hits. Including
it's got to be fresh material. You can't have
fresh material.
Yeah, you can't be like compilations and
featured on.
No, they're not albums.
14, that's still pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know how many.
That's another bit of homework for you. How many albums have you recorded? The only question, so our listeners, if we asked you to, write in. Contact us or put in the comments questions that you would like to ask Phil, then next time Vet the Vet comes up, we'll do that. But there's only one question here. We've only got one question from our audience. So the question is the groupie game all it's cracked up to be?
Again, I've no idea.
Sorry. No idea. Really?
No, so, sadly, no. You'd have to ask Chris.
Really?
Dropped it in writing it. No, at all. Chris and I were always, I remember in Switzerland, having a pee next to Chris, thinking, we're not really rock starry, are we? It's like, evening? Oh god,
so you've toured all around Europe, you've released 14 albums, since you were a teenager.
There were groupies but not in the kind of way, just nice people and you'd hang out with them.
Sordid.
No,
so yeah. I think that's a no then, isn't it? Really? Yeah.
Well, it's better, it could have been, if you were a different sort of person, I'm sure it'd be a great laugh. But, yes.
Okay, well, there we go. No is the answer to that one. Thank you very much. That's the end of Vet the Vet. I'm not sure, unless we get some better questions, I'm not sure whether that segment's coming back. Pants, isn't it?
No.
One word answers from Britain's hardest working acoustic artist. Anyway, I'm sure our avid listeners will have much better questions that will elicit far more interesting answers from our vet next time.
They can ask you as well, though, Darren. It's a bit unfair that I'm the one in the firing line.
I'm not a vet. They can ask me questions about programming. I can definitely answer those. Right. Definitely answer any questions you have about object-orientated programming. I'm your man.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so I think, have you been on the website either? Have you listened to the podcast yet?
No, I didn't even know. You'd have to... Where is it?
I need to find it, don't I? I've just stuck it on my on the Enjoy This Moment website at the moment. It's got quite a cool URL. It's enjoy this / podcast / Phil and Danny show. Let me. Yeah, there's a dot in between the H and the I of this.
All right. Enjoy dot is
/ podcast.
/ podcast.
Yeah.
/
Well, that'll do. That'll do. Because we've only got one podcast so far in the channel. So when you go there, you get the full Phil and Danny show experience. I think there is a Phil and Danny show specific feed, but...
No, I can't find it. I have to read it again. Enjoy this. Enjoy th.is podcast /...
No. Enjoy th.is / podcast.
This... / podcast, yeah.
That should be that should do it.
Oh, there we are, Phil and Danny Show episode 4. There we go. There they all are. Oh, they're great.
Yeah, look, they come out really well, and I haven't listened to episode 4 yet, which is why I hasn't got contents. But the other ones I've listened through to them, listened back to them, and got the contents down, and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great, well done. So we got any listeners?
I am not sure how to tell, only by people commenting, and I'm not sure. I don't think we've had any comments yet, so we could have, silent listeners. I'm looking forward to the interactions. Start sharing their comments with
definitely.
Us. I think I need to do something, I need to submit it to Apple or something like that, or go somewhere and, we need to start. You see, this is where it all goes wrong for me. Content, but then I can't do the marketing,
That. Yeah, well, there you are. That's me as well. Yeah.
No, you do great, Phil. You got listeners.
Well, I don't know. The Spotify, I don't know, because I don't know. It's just keeping it up, isn't it? We've said it before. It's just keeping.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's frustrating, but just got to keep going. It's still going. The EP is that, each week but I've checked, and the last 7 days there's people are listening, and from all over the world, and
fantastic.
So at least it's being heard.
Yeah.
But it's to get it to sort of push it beyond that. Is you've just got to be posting all the time.
Yeah.
And I just don't know.
Yeah. I know. And then you think, have I got to be doing that, or am I just trying to push shit up a hill? You know what I mean? Is this what people who are successful do, or is what people who are successful do is what I'm doing, but just people connect with their music because more than they're successful. Connecting with mine? It's always difficult to tell, isn't it? I think it's probably a bit of both. Some people are successful because they love to network. And other people are successful because, their music hits the right note and
at the right time,
gets the shares. You know, that's what you want, isn't it? You want, I always imagine it's like lighting a fire. You can light your, you know, light as many matches as you like, but unless it catches, you're never going to be warm just from lighting matches. You know, you need it to catch, and nothing.
A lot of luck involved. A lot of luck.
A lot of luck. Yeah, that's what we like to say.
All the time. Right person, right time, right moment, right, you know, and it's just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And then it sort of has a life of its own then. If you hit that wave and you have enough stuff to follow the wave, it kind of carries you on.
You can surf the wave. Yeah. Like they say, it's very much...
The one-hit wonder kind of, they might be lucky and get the one-hit wonder, but if they've got nothing, then it fizzles out, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you've got, if you are a sort of talent, or you've got a back catalogue, or you've got credibility, whatever, then you get the wave, and then you kind of keep enough interest in what you keep adding to the pot.
Yeah.
Keeps your people who like you interested.
Yeah.
And then you can almost not care then, because there's enough people interested that it doesn't really matter. You know, you bring out your stuff and there's enough people who will tell enough people to always have enough people interested, really.
Yeah. And then you sort the problem of trying to find people for the problem of trying to second guess what you should record next to make them carry on liking you.
Yeah. But I think that's a pitfall, isn't it? To sort of think, well, if I try and satisfy these millions, you know, you can't second guess people. It's not.
No, I agree. You can't.
Everyone out there, so you can't try and produce what they like.
I agree. You can't. But equally, can you not? You know, I can imagine being in that situation and not being able to not think about whether I would second. You know, and disappearing up my own.
Yeah.
Backside.
When you're recording, you always think, oh, people will love, oh, this is quirky enough, this is whatever, you know. But actually, I'm beyond that now. I just think you just got to do what you do and be happy with it. And then it's always a bonus. If people like it, great. If they don't like it, whatever. But it's not where, if they're not hearing it, if they're not, you can't really, just don't put it. You know, it's a tiny little speck in an enormous ocean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever you do, whoever does it, you know.
Yeah.
Still a speck.
Yeah. I mean, even Susan Sonfuhr or Bob Dylan, you know, the number of people on this planet who will hear what they tried to get across on that album, you know, let alone the number of people who actually heard any of the songs, you know, it's a tiny speck, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's all irrelevant anyway, isn't it?
And that's it. Dylan's always been a bit like that. He's always done what he wants to do. You know, he really doesn't. The fact that he's being called a masterpiece, it won't be. He's too long in the tooth, you know. This is his first album for 8 years of new material. He's not in any rush to, you know, his marketing people are. They're always bringing out re-releases, bootlegs and rarities and stuff, because he's got such a huge back catalogue. He's always done what he wants. He always has. You know.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why he's still going.
Yeah.
Because he's still got something to say, you know.
And he's enjoying it.
He's enjoying it. Phil, you delivered the money shot there. Well played, sir. Bonus point to you. Excellent stuff, Phil. Well, I'm going to wrap this up now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll try again.
Sorry, go on.
No, I'll try and get something in. I haven't done any music at all for a couple of weeks now.
No. Me neither.
Of course, I've got Ozone 9. That does. I got it working, so there we go. I haven't actually used it yet. But,
yeah. I did get our song out. I'm so excited by that. But I haven't made much progress on it.
No,
but
yeah.
Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming.
Good, good, good.
It's going to be really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Enjoy the thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm charging up my recorder to get some nice thunder recordings.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've got to go up to London for a 9 o'clock dentist tomorrow morning.
Really?
Yeah, any tips?
In what way? You mean getting there or just for dental appointments generally?
No, getting there, surviving, not getting the virus.
Wear a mask, or are you coming in your car or a train?
Ah, God, I think it's right in the city of London. It's in, so I've got to catch the train.
Just wear a mask and, you know, look out the window, turn your face away from people, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Hand wash, bring a sanitizer, if you've got some sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you should be fine, really. I mean, they're saying it's 1 in 1,700 people, isn't it? Something like that.
Mm.
It's infected, right. Which sounds a lot, but obviously in millions, that's a lot of people. But chances are you won't meet anyone who's infected.
No.
Quite low in London at the moment, apparently.
Is it quite quiet in London, or is it?
No, not really. I know it's busy. It's much busier than it was.
Yeah.
It's like traffic jams, and yeah, it's all the same. It's got back to the same. But apparently,
right,
it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels a lot busier now.
Yeah.
Park was rammed today.
Was it? Yeah. Right.
So hot.
Yeah. So. All right, Phil.
Well, good luck. What are you having done? Just a checkup, or
half my tooth fell out at the beginning of the week. I really want to get something in there before it, you know,
all falls out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you don't want that, do you?
Yeah. Oh, good luck.
Thank you very much. You have a good week too. Good luck with the rest of your work, and see you next week, Phil.
Yeah, next week, same time, same place.
Lovely jubbly. All right, you take care now.
See you soon. Bye.